It's hard to believe that you're only 18 years old and you've been told you'll spend the rest of your life in this facility.
I believe it's possible that I can be here the rest of my life. I'm working on my peer to this day. In the bed.
If you believe that you can or you can't, you're right. Whichever one you choose, if you believe you can do it, you're right.
This is my sincere prayer. My name is Corey Frazier. I thank y'all for listening to my talk. I'm just a kid from Flint, Michigan. I pray that all y'all have a blessed day on purpose.
Inspire the Block, the opinionated asshole. Yeah, I'm trying out this new sort of name to myself because people always tell me I'm very, very opinionated. And I'm a lightweight asshole, so I'm just combining the two names, adding them, because they make a little sense, you know. But once again, welcome to the Correct the Felon Pod. I thank everybody from time in and time out that's tapping in and rocking with your boy, because I like to have conversations about issues that I think affect our community in very significant ways. It doesn't necessarily have to be all bad or all good, just a combination of both. And that's the stuff that I like to talk about over here on my podcast. So one of the things that I really, really would talk about, not in the beginning, but right now, and I think that everybody's talking about it, is that this rap beef is finally over with Drake and Kendrick Lamar. Now, I was kind of biased in this thing. Like, I really was. Like, I really, really was kind of biased. I even called in on the Breakfast Club, had the opportunity to mention or give my thoughts to the rap beef, especially after Drake dropped that last one. And for me, I still rock with Drake heavy. You know, for one, I'm 46 years old, so the beef is not really going to make me necessarily side with one another. Just like it did back in the days when I was young and I understood what it was like to ride with Pac against Big and them. So, yeah, I know I can get involved like that. But now, once again, at 46 years old, you know, the beef in itself doesn't sway me to like or hate or dislike either one more or less. So, but I think the rap beef was good. It's something I want to talk about because I'm going to think I'm going to create another podcast. I ain't going to put it out there just yet, but I think I'm going to be doing it soon, but it's going to be based on music. And I still love music. I love hip hop. I love it to death. It's something that I grew up on. I come from an era where it started. I was born in 1977, and that's the year, if I'm not mistaken, that hip hop was first started. And I grew up in an era of it to where it became a dominant sound and everybody loved it. And yeah, it's still my favorite music to this day. But one thing about music, and I'm kind of, you know, segueing into really what I want to talk about, because the Kendrick Lamar beef and Drake, we can have conversations about that for days, right? It's good entertainment. It was good for the sport. I think that it brought back bars. It started a conversation. Of course, there was some nasty shots thrown in there, but I don't think that that's going to really affect either one. We could talk about the issues, though, eventually. What they were talking about on them songs, because they said some real nasty shit to each other. I'm talking about some real nasty shit. And we could talk about that in the very near future, which I believe I'm going to do like I'm going to start another podcast. I ain't saying the name of it yet. But don't be patient. Wait, give me a minute. But I'm going to do that. I'm going to announce it soon. And I'm just going to have fun with content creation. But, you know, one thing that rap music has the tendency of doing is giving the wrong messages to youth. Like, I'm a big proponent and advocate that we have to start tailoring the music, you know, or delivering a message with the music of some kind of truth from here on out. Because rap music does affect young boys. It affects young people, not just in America, but globally. Like, rap music is the number one music around the world. And so these artists that make the music, they kind of have drifted away from actually keeping some kind of positivity in the music. Like, it's all bad. All of it is bad. It's degradation of women, the killing of black people as if it's a religion or a sport. And there was a time, even though people talked about that they always separated, you know, their lifestyle from the music. But nowadays, the music, it's intertwined with reality. Like, the rapper, so to speak, has to be living the lyrics in which they rapping. And for me, I think that's kind of bullshit. Somewhere in these past few, maybe 10, 20 years, that the power of the music was taken away from the artist and given slowly to the powers that be. So therefore, if you want to make it in the rap industry now, then you have to rap about really some of the shit that you're really doing if you want to blow up. You have to stay with this street element. Like, you have to live it day in and day out. And this is where I like to throw the flag at, right? And say that this is a penalty. It's a real penalty. Like, I listen to a lot of drill music. I do. I listen to a lot of it. Because once again, like I said, I love rap music. And I listen to it a lot of time to just study it and see what these young boys are talking about. And one of the things that we love to communicate, especially through rap music, is fuck the police. No, the street niggas don't fuck with the police. The street niggas don't deal with the police under any circumstances. I don't give a damn what it is. If you associate yourself with the streets, then you can't fuck with police. And I get that. But I ain't gonna lie, that's part of the streets. You don't deal with police under no circumstances. Right? That's the street element. You can't get away with it. You can't get around it. You can't fuck with the police if you still living in them streets. That's number one rule. Now, here's my thing. The rappers, the entertainers, these guys is making millions and millions of dollars, living a very, very different lifestyle than the people who they're saying they're connected to, which is the streets. And so these rappers, these successful people, will have young people believing, or people in general, that you shouldn't fuck with the police under no circumstances. Now, we just recently had a situation, right, with a rapper and allegedly or apparently two white individuals at the airport. This is my dog, Jim Jones. I rock with Jim Jones. I fuck with Jones real heavy. I do. Once again, I'm older, and he's an older rapper. I think he may be my age or older. But I like Jim Jones' music. Even Jim Jones did a music with a Flint group called the Bake Up Boys. This was some years ago, back in the early 2000s. It was a nice record, though. It was a cold-blooded record. I remember listening to that boy when I was on the yard. That record was hard. And I still, that matter of fact, that record's still in my title playlist right now. So, man, I got other joints that I love to listen to by Jim Jones. Like, I love music. I literally, just in rap songs, probably got over 1,000 in my playlist. Right? That I just listen to, and I listen to it all the time. Even shit that's not in my playlist. But I rock with Jones. But Jones had an incident at the airport where he got into it with two white guys, allegedly. And a fight broke out. He fucked them up, from what I seen on the video. He got down on their ass, rightfully so. Don't go fucking with Jones, right? And so they had a big old brawl, as they called it on social media, brawl in the airport with Jim Jones. And legally, Jim Jones was cleared of any criminal conduct. And I believe so. You got to look at the video to even find out what I'm talking about. If you saw the video, you know that Jim Jones didn't appear to do nothing wrong. Of course, there's always something before we really get to see it or what escalated or led up to that point. But from what we saw in the video, you know, Jones didn't do nothing wrong. But he did do something wrong. According to the streets, you know, if you listen to Jones continuously or follow him on social media, he has a street connection. He's still connected to the streets. And he violated the street code when he had this incident at the airport. Now, I'm going to play it, okay? I'm only going to play the audio. I can't play the video because, you know, they'll flag it because I don't own the rights to it, but I believe I can get away with the audio. So let's listen to it. Hold on. Let me go back. Let me pause it. Because this was different, you know? So here we go. We're gonna listen to Jim Jones at the airport after this brawl that he had on the escalator with these two people.
They both assaulted me.
You're
I'm gonna play it again. Here you go. He said he assaulted me. He said he assaulted me. One more time. Let's play. I'm gonna play it one more time. One more time, so we can break this down and listen to it. This time with the altercation that he just had with the police, with the people, and he talking to the police. So, that's the audio of Jim Jones telling the police that he's been assaulted. Now, the world that I come from, back in Flint, Michigan, the streets, right? Civic Hood, my neighborhood, northwest side of Flint, Michigan. That would be considered telling. That would be considered snitching. Right now, I live here in Atlanta, and I'm not in the streets at all. Let's get that clear, okay? I'm not a street nigga. I'm a husband. I'm a father. Trying to become a striving entrepreneur. You know, you name it, right? Anything positive, that's me. That's what I do, right? I'm a TEDx speaker, right? I got a few things under my belt that I do. You know, I am a suicide preventionist, right? I have a paralegal degree, right? I have multiple certificates, you know, in cognitive thinking, you know, thinking for change. Like, this is the life that I live, right? I go to conferences, you know, the Black Effect podcast conference. I do all this kind of stuff. I'm not a criminal, especially when it comes to another person, property, or their possessions, right? Now, I don't believe that a person carrying a gun is a crime. I don't believe that a person smoking weed is a crime, because I believe that that is something that they're doing to themselves. They're not doing nothing to nobody else. And that's a conversation that we're going to have in the very near future, right? But I want to get back to what I was talking about, these street elements. So these street dudes or these street communications that these rappers be giving. Now, was Jim Jones wrong for letting the police know that he's been assaulted? Right? In a logical world, nah. He's not wrong. He's a citizen. He has that right. You have the right, if you've been assaulted by two individuals, to let the police know this. Right? You have every right to do that. The old lady to stay down the street who see a crime and she reports a crime, she has the right to report that crime. She's not a criminal. She's not in the streets. So she shouldn't be held to the same level that the street guys are. You have to hold that L. You have to just take that if you're a street cat. Right, you have to think smarter and be more of a smarter criminal, but you can't fault the old lady if you commit a crime in front of her that she shouldn't call the police on you. So, and to keep the world safe and secure, you have to have these kind of things in place. So, no, Jim Jones wouldn't be wrong. He's not wrong in my opinion on that level, but he's wrong because he'll communicate to the streets that you shouldn't do this, and anybody that do this should be shamed for talking and communicating with the police. That's my problem. That's my real fucking problem right there. Explain to the people that listen to your music, especially the young ones, that your music is entertainment. And that you are not in the streets. You don't live by the street code. It's okay to say that you're successful. You've escaped that element. Yeah, this is my music, right? Don't take my music literally like you wouldn't take a movie, right? Or you wouldn't take anything else that has a project anything negative that you know is a form of entertainment. So why can't we do this more? Why do we have to always have a street element in everything? Instead of not telling these young people the way that they're living is wrong, and that I don't want to contribute to your lifestyle that's ultimately going to lead to your demise or your destruction. Like, we have to really start talking to young people like this. Why are we so afraid to do that? We the older people. We the OGs. I don't give a damn if you're a basketball player, a rapper, a corrections officer, whatever. right? If you somebody, man, in their late 40s, going to, you know, in their mid 50s or early 50s, or you somebody that come from the hood of the streets, you didn't learn your lesson, you didn't been to prison, you didn't been to jail, or you just smarter. You ain't had to never go through none of that, right? You don't have to be that guy to, or person to have really street credibility, to talk effectively through music or entertainment to these young people. Or from time to time, just give them a message and show the alternative side of it. So we got to get away from this thinking that, you know, everything about black people has to be of the streets. Like it got to be, especially when it comes to the music. Music has, I will admit, has more of an impact over young people than movies do. Or videos or, you know, shit like that. The music is it. It's the antidote to amp these little motherfuckers up and get them going in these streets. I ain't gonna lie about that. We had something like that when I was coming up. Right? I didn't take too much of it, but I was influenced by at least the culture of that was coming through the music, especially from the West Coast. Like, I was heavily influenced, you know, by West Coast music. Shout out to the West Coast. Shout out LA. I be seeing y'all. Y'all be rocking with me. I appreciate y'all LA out there, man. I be seeing y'all in my analytics. I appreciate the love and support that y'all support me with. So shout out to LA, man. But yeah, I was really, really heavily influenced by LA, especially the gang culture. Yeah, I was heavily influenced by it. But now, 30 years later, I'm telling a different side about it. I'm telling that these streets, man, they death and destruction. There's no other way out of it. I think some of y'all make it, you know, some of you young cats is in the streets, some of y'all escape it. Something's going to happen, you know, you're going to end up moving out of town with your grandmother and things going to get better and you're going to see a whole different life, you're going to escape it. But a lot of these young boys, they're going to get caught up in it just based on how they live. They're not afraid. Like I talked about on my previous podcast, the weaponry that they got. We ain't had this shit when we was coming up at all. We had nothing like that in the 90s. So we got to start sending a better message, man. We really do. We got to start communicating on a level that we can show we can separate the music from reality. Right? This is something we really got to start doing because the situation like with Jim Jones, come on now. Either he's going to be held accountable or we give him a pass for being a citizen. I think give him a pass for being a citizen because that's really what he is. He ain't this real big bad gangster motherfucker that he portray. Maybe he is. I don't know. I ain't going to never run up on him to find out. Not with that kind of energy. But I just think that he come from that. He come from Harlem. He's made it. He's successful. And that's the life that he lived. This is why he had to do what he had to do at the airport. Because once again, too, maybe if he didn't say nothing, shit, he might have been charged with something. Even though we saw the video footage, we don't know. But I think that if I was in a situation like that and I was, you know, telling the airport security police, yeah, man, these motherfuckers jumped on me. I ain't got no problem with saying that. Especially, I know I done did a little damage to them. I done fucked them up a little bit. So, you know, that would be my take on it. Yeah, man, yeah, they fucking assaulted me. I don't give a fuck how they look. Yeah, I fucked them up, but no, they started all this shit and I was defending myself. Because as an American, you have every right to defend yourself. You do. You should never be held criminally if you're in a position where you had to protect yourself. So that's it, man. We just got to start communicating a little bit more better. As older statesmen of the streets or from the streets or once a part of the streets, let's start telling the real stories that we really know is going to happen. We know that that road is not going to end well for these young boys and these young girls. We know it. It got to come a point in time that we got to separate ourselves from criminality and just think to ourselves, let's just try to do right. Like it's nothing wrong with it. It's not going to kill you, literally, to do right. It's going to be the best decision you ever make in your life, just the ideal of trying to do right. And that's based on whatever you're struggling with. Like, you got to dig with inside yourself, and you got to find out the issues that's fucking with you, that's fucking up your head, that's making you do this crazy shit, and begin to work on it. Because that's the only way that you're going to heal. I know it's hurting in them streets. Man, it's bad. It hurts in our community. There's a lot of trauma. I come from a long line of trauma. Still dealing with trauma. So I understand what's going on. But I do wake up every day and try to work on myself, become a better person. This is the life that I want to live, that I have been living, especially since I've been out of prison. Nah, I'm not a criminal. I'm okay with that. You know, call me what you want. I don't give a fuck about none of that. As long as I can wake up next to my wife, see my children, be healthy, and actually contribute to the community on trying to help improve the conditions of it, call me what you want. That's the truth. I don't have no street credibility no more. Yeah, I come from gangbanging, drug dealing, and all that. Went to prison. Did all that. Did almost 20 years in prison. The one thing I know for sure, nah, them streets ain't it. They ain't it. They ain't it. So once again, I want to thank everybody for rocking with your boy. Shout out to Los Angeles. Shout out to New York, Chicago, Dallas, Texas, right here in Atlanta. I be seeing y'all, man. I appreciate y'all in my analytics and rocking with your boy on this content. Because once again, we need to have these conversations, man, especially to these young boys. I don't know if really people looking at the condition, but my heart is there, man, and it hurts. It hurts to see what's going on. The idea that, man, we just killing. Here in Atlanta, we just killing. In my home state of Flint, Michigan, they killing. Detroit, they killing. Los Angeles, they killing. New York, they killing. Miami, they killing. Houston, they killing. Chicago, anywhere black, they killing. We got to stop the killing. We got to stop the killing.